Could you give us an update on Buff and whether or not we could expect to see him today?
He'll be a game time decision for us. It's not related to our concerns with him a couple of days ago. We brought up Julian Melchiori, and we'll make that decision after warm up.
If Buff can't go tonight, how do you work your defense?
I'd like to see Jake Trouba and Toby Enstrom get some time together. It's something that we've kind of wanted to look at. But more for Jake, it's kind of the Mark Scheifele role here now. We've played Mark against the other team's best for the first time, really, in his career consistently. And Jake and Toby would have that responsibility in here tonight.
Oh, I didn't say that.
How have you handled getting more youth and prospect-type like players in your lineup? Canucks have done the same.
Yeah, done the same. So the players that have come up from the Moose that are getting their first time in the NHL, that's fun for me in a lot of ways. There's so much excitement. You know, the parents are happy. It's just a real good time. But the bigger area of focus is that next wave of youth, the guys that have been on our team for a year or two, their roles completely change. So and Mark is a perfect example of that. He's been on a wicked tear scoring, and we like the offense. But he's also, most of what we've talked about with him is he's playing against the other team's best. So now instead of coming off the bench behind Brian Little, he's the guy. And Adam Lowry, if it's not Scheife going out against the other team's best, we've given Adam Lowry that opportunity. So really good for that. We're disappointed that Ehlers and Armia suffered injuries because this was that time for them too. We're hopeful that they will come back. But so not just the kids coming in and getting their first crack. The role changes for some of those guys who've been around is what I'm really enjoying watching.
Are you anxious to get your hands on those guys at this point in the year to make sure that they're on the right page to start next year?
Bigger questions I think get answered too. How you project a player, and we all like to think they're just going to keep getting better and better, but when you play against the other team's best, your strengths and weaknesses are exposed. So this is a really good time to take a look at some of, like I said, not the first-year guys or the guys from the Moose, but the Scheifeleys and Trubas. Would have loved it to be in the Ehlers of the world. Play against the other team's best and get a far better handle on where they're at.
How does the goaltending decision, like in the same vein, does that factor in at all?
The goal, Pav's come off along. He was out for 3 months, and Michael is back playing really well. We're just trying to get them both to the point that we like both their games. So I gave Pav a few extra games. He was playing well. Hutch had come off a tough night, and then Michael went back and played great in Pittsburgh. We lost that game. Really liked his last game. So I'm almost more considering a rotation now than this. I'm not trying to drive one guy or get Pav's just not going to play a lot of games this year. I can't fix that number. So if they're feeling good and they're both playing, they both get to play the next game.
Some challenges for Adam Lowry in getting sent down. How do you think he's handled it coming back?
Right? Really well. Role changes this year, you know, center to left wing, third line to fourth line, back to third line, playing with young kids. This is his second year where his second half, and we understood it last year, now we'll watch it a little closer, where his second half he's been quite a bit stronger in his game. And again, like Mark, these games here are really important for us to judge where he's at tonight, and then into Calgary. We've got Chicago twice, Anaheim twice, LA twice. We're going to make sure that those two players are out against the other team's best, and it really helps us get a handle on where they're at.
He knows his numbers are down, but do you think his game is still growing?
Yeah, that part of it is really secondary. I mean, at some point, if you're playing in the top nine in the NHL, you have to produce something. But if you're not at the 20-goal mark and you're somewhere between 10 and 20, then there's another part of your game that has to be far more important, and we feel that he can do that and do it well. Her penalty killing has gone from disastrous to pretty darn good over the last... It was better even when we were getting ripped apart there about 3-4 weeks ago. It was the structure was starting to come. He's part of that. So he is out there now. Burmistrov, if Armia was healthy, he'd be on that. We've gone to a real young PK unit. That can be a place that he can excel, and he's done very well with it.
Bigger picture, too, what does it mean to have a guy with his size as a center in a division like that? All the talk about how you have to match up physically.
Right.
I
think everybody would say comfortably speed is the most important asset in the game right now, but size at the center ice position, short of that. Makes you far more difficult to play against. It's a real good asset. He's not a guy that runs around to finish every hit. When he's on his game, he throws two or three incredibly hard, very clean hits. But it's his stick. When he's on his game, his stick positioning is good. He knocks a lot of things down. You start to see it on the PK. And he's in the second year.
Lapointe had a lot of success out in this part of the world as a junior. What have you liked about his development now playing at the highest level?
Saw him briefly last year, you know, but this year he comes back up and he's got the energy and the pace right, which is what he was showing earlier in his career, but now he's at the NHL level, we're starting to see it, and there's more hands there. So he's not just banging it in. He's just starting to be comfortable handling the puck a little bit and think about making a play. You know, he's on a line with two guys that probably frame their game, don't turn any pucks over, keep it deep, get on the body, hunt the puck. Where that line could excel is if they could do a few things with the puck, make a few plays, have a guy that can do some things that he does at the American League level with lots of confidence. He's slowly starting to bring some of that confidence to the NHL. Of all the lines, I've been most pleased with that line and probably over our last five, six games. And I'm not playing them 20 minutes a night, but really happy with how they're developing.